This is Mary James and Ilka Cassidy with Passive House Accelerator. Thanks for tuning in to this special episode of the Passive House podcast. We'll be talking about Reimagine Buildings 24, a 24-hour around-the-world global online conference. Today, we're speaking with Sharnay Bloom of Team Mahali, who will be a featured speaker at Reimagine Buildings 24. Welcome, Sharnay.
Hey, thanks, Mary.
Can you tell us a little bit about how you got interested in the field of sustainability in buildings?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think it's probably a sign of the times that we have to do something about our world. And best way for me to do it is to start in my own field, right? In architecture, to actually make a difference in product selection. Or at this point, I'm also involved in product development in hempcrete. So I think for me, that's probably the main thing, is to just do my little bit of making the world a better place for the future.
Are you still working as an architect?
Yes, I do work as an architect. So I'm very fortunate to actually specialize in three areas. One is hempcrete, the other one is container modular buildings, and then renovations, which I, even though it is probably more of a conventional part of architecture, I still see it as there's some sustainable benefits there by not demolishing everything you see, right?
Yeah. And when you design, what elements are your biggest priorities within the South African context?
Yeah, I mean, in South Africa, I think there's a few things that play a role. I think we have a very mild climate, sort of Mediterranean mild climate in Cape Town, especially where I'm from. But as for the rest of the country, it can get sort of hot, but not as bad, or bad is probably not the right word, but as hot as the rest of other areas closer to the equator or in deserts. But so I think climate is obviously one thing that I always consider when I do this. And climate, by climate, I mean also sort of just the natural sort of lay of the land, in the sense of trying to find the best way, not just to naturally complement the space, but also on a social level to make a difference. I think in South Africa, we have quite a jump to still make in our socioeconomical side of things. And I think to have social impact projects is for me fairly important. But also, I think if you can consider that when you source materials, and I know this sounds like it's very niche, and it's also a bit almost like privileged if you can source something that's sourced in a way that is socially positive. I think that if I think of the hempcrete story in South Africa currently, I think for me it's good to see that the raw material comes from sometimes the deepest like rural village in the Pondoland, which is where in the apartheid times people were spraying poison to actually kill the hemp and the dacha is like cannabis in that area. And now how it went full circle, where the government and sort of policies are protecting that area for a connection to a more of a tribal sort of policy in that sense. And then to actually be in a position to actually use that raw material in a product that could be used in Cape Town to build the highest building with hempcrete in the world. So that's pretty awesome.
That is awesome. And it's an interesting example of sort of blending concerns for the environment, the embodied carbon of your materials, with what works within a South African context. And I wonder if, in the news here, we've read about the droughts and power outages that you guys have experienced, particularly during the summers recently. And I wonder if Is that building increasing design, increasing demand for net zero designs?
Yeah, I think because we have a mild temperature in especially Cape Town area, I think we get away with a lot to not really make a big change. But I think the more north you go in the country and the hotter it becomes in summer. And like you also pointed out, like some areas had a lot of challenges with droughts and heat waves, like severe heat waves. And yeah, so I think in that way, it definitely brings a bit of more pressure on that side of things, and design has a little bit, there's a little bit more that you can do to actually include various things, like for instance positioning of your house, orientation, and also insulation, which is something that I think in the States or in some in like Europe or other areas in the world where it gets like freezing cold, you can't just like live without that. But in South Africa, we can kind of get away without it. But now with really crazy temperatures and all of that, that's definitely something that's more considered and is becoming more norm. So even our code for energy efficiency has changed last year for the second time in 3 years, which was quite interesting for me, because before then, no one actually said anything about energy efficiency. So yeah, that's quite an interesting move.
And as a practitioner or a design practitioner, do you also draw from vernacular architecture in your designs?
Yes, I like to believe that I do. I think with the hempcrete system, it becomes a little bit easier to almost try and include more clays in your renders, in the sense of your plastering renders, and even flooring, to experiment with lime in your flooring instead of concrete. Yeah, so I think it definitely leans back towards a time when South Africa had a lot of mud houses with cow dung and sort of lime in their flooring and like kind of clay and yeah, so I think maybe not as a pure like vernacular, but definitely trying to draw from some of those elements.
I remember when we talked last, because we've talked before a couple of years ago, you talked about a building typology that basically came out of colonialism and doesn't really make sense in your climate at all. So I thought that was really, really interesting.
Yes, so there's actually, yeah, there's a heritage code in South Africa that is protecting any home that is a certain amount of years old. In that, I think we have certain Victorian, we're drawing from like a lot of the British, the time that the British was like ruling South Africa. There's a lot of buildings drawing from that time, like a bit of Gothic, a little bit of Art Deco, a little bit of mainly Victorian. And then those buildings are very protected. So like you say, it doesn't make any sense because they will be designed in a certain way that is not embracing the climate at all. And I understand the heritage, like the cultural significance probably around it, but from a sustainable architecture or like a design point of view, it's quite an interesting move to just embrace it even further.
That form may not lend itself that well to your climate. And as I understand it, that's a little bit about what you're going to be talking about at Reimagine Buildings 24. Is it? Can you just give us a little bit of a teaser about what you're going to be touching on?
Yeah, sure. We did a project in conjunction with the City of Cape Town to try and encourage local clients, developers, builders, all the guys in the building industry to actually consider net zero carbon building, seeing that our mayor signed the C40s agreement for 2030. And time is ticking by. But so basically we designed a house that we try to keep all the elements that we've been chatting about in one space, but also to actually bring in other systems from water, energy, all of those. The main focus was to actually try and show what could be done with limited resources that we had, because we had a very small budget and we had to create something. And because we're in a city where there's a harbor, we try to draw from upcycling some of those materials. And so we try to reimagine a traditional household. But I'm sure that people will enjoy the chat.
Yeah, I'm really excited to see it.
Yes, one of the many chats I'm very excited to see. And I look forward to hearing more about that specifically. Thanks for stopping by to talk with us this morning.
Thank you very much, Mary. Thanks, Ilka.
Thanks for tuning in to this special episode of the Passive House podcast, featuring some upcoming guests for our Reimagine Buildings 24, happening on March 7th and 8th. Reimagine Buildings is a global online conference that will provide information, connections, and inspiration to make buildings that can change the world. Over the course of 24 hours, we'll circumnavigate the globe, unveiling a new innovative building project every hour, complete with actionable solutions and lessons from around the world. Also earn AIA credits. RB24 live program sessions will be submitted for AIA CEs in partnership with AIA New York State. And for students, check out our scholarships and special student discounts. Many thanks to NYSERDA for being the stakeholder sponsor of RB24. Register now for Reimagine Buildings 24 and use the promo code PODCAST for a 20% discount.